Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to episode number 47, where Kirk and I are going to interview Patty Morrison. She's going to talk about first impressions, dressing for impact. Now, Kirk, why don't you tell us a little bit about Patty?
You want me to tell her? I will. Not her. You guys. Patty's an image strategist for professionals, executives. I suppose this probably goes outside that too, Patty, but you can fill us in there. She's worked with over 3,000 clients over 25 years. Patty used to own her own fashion clothing store, and she is a lot of fun to talk to. And she just hit Amazon's number one best-selling author in three different categories this week. Congratulations. And her new book is First Impressions, Dressing for Impact. And that is the name of our podcast.
Okay, so Patty, let's talk about this just from a 30,000-foot view, if you don't mind. What do you mean by dressing for impact?
Well, whether you're dressing for business or pleasure, how you look is very important because it has such an impact on how we feel and how other people see us. I think like we've all had that experience, you know, when we know something really important is going to be happening. So we get up early in the morning, we spend a little extra time on our hair and makeup if you're a woman, and then we go to our closet and we pull out our favorite outfit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that day we feel great, we look great, and the whole day just generally goes better.
I'm glad that you said that. It's an interesting kind of phenomenon that I've always noticed that if not only happened with me, but for friends and family or women in my life or men in my life, that when you're wearing something that it actually just changes how you position yourself, how you carry yourself, how you interact. Do you know why that is?
I think, you know, sometimes we see people and we think they don't look great and we think that they don't really know, but or they're not really aware of it. But I know that every single person I've ever worked with, even the people that, you know, even people on the downtown east side, everyone's trying to look good, even if they have a little flower in their hair. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like everybody's aware if they're looking good or they're not looking good. So when they actually look good, people just feel better.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you feel so good all the time, Matt? Because you look so good all the time?
You know, I put a lot of work into this. I don't wear as much makeup as I used to, but, you know, that's a totally different story for a different podcast. You have a statistic here that is shocking to me. Can you tell us what this statistic is and how this is in relation to how people react to you?
You mean the one about where 90% of what people decide about you when they first meet you is based on how you look?
Yeah. I don't really know how many of our clients and our listeners are going to love hearing that, but tell us a little bit more about that, please.
I know, because like in the first 5 seconds, people decide if they like us, if they trust us, and if they can relate to us. So even before we open our mouth, people decide if they're even interested in what we have to offer. Or what to say, you know, what we have to say.
That's why I'm so good on a podcast, Matt.
How do you provide consultation on this, Patty? So our audience are financial services professionals. They're generally thought of as professionals, right? But their wardrobe and how they present themselves physically, visually is all over the board, right? We've got some people who are hardcore three-piece suits, you know, heels, pantyhose, makeup done to the nines. And then we've got people wearing flip-flops, you know, jeans and a Hawaiian shirt. How do you address a professional audience like ours and give them guidance, just kind of an overall framework? Because you have a couple of things here that you had talked to Kirk about previously that I think is really interesting. Help us with that.
You know, the thing is, I work, you know, corporate companies call me in because with casual Fridays happening, the whole dress level that people are dressing at has gone down. And so a lot of times employers say to me, you know, when we hired this person, they looked fabulous at the interview. And now they just, you know, people are wearing their pajamas here. We've got to do something about the dress code. Mm-hmm. And my passion really is working with entrepreneurs. Like it's because, you know, we have to wear so many different hats. And I find even for entrepreneurs when they're working at home, right, it's very important that they dress appropriately. So I find a lot of my time is spent, you know, people think they should know how to dress, but very few people have had training in it. And when there was like a uniform that people would wear, it was a lot easier. I actually say it's a lot easier for men than it is for women, because for women, they have, like, you know, we've got makeup, all different hairstyles. We have so many different styles of clothes, and, you know, we have fabrics and colors and necklines. And really, it's actually quite simple for men, you know, to figure this out. But the categories of clothes is very important. So, you know, I tell people, you know, it's like important to have like little capsules of clothes. So if you have the capsules of exercise wear, you have capsules of weekend wear, you know, things that are washable that you can sit around. I always say the way to tell the difference between something, whether something's weekend wear or dressy casual, it's whether you can sit on the couch and watch TV, you know, or cook, or all those kind of things that you do. So a lot of people need to have nice, almost nice weekend wear when they're working from home so that they're comfortable. And then there's dressy casual. So these are the three different casual categories. Dressy casual is like if you're going to go out and meet somebody for coffee, or you can dress a little more fashionably. And then there's the dressier categories are business casual, presentation, and elegant evening. So, you know, presentation is basically suits and that kind of thing. And depending on whereabouts you live, the, you know, depends how dressy you are. But I'm finding a lot of the workplaces are now business casual. So that's probably where I spend a lot of time teaching people about what that looks like. And if fashion isn't your number one thing and you just want a wardrobe that works and you want to be dressed appropriately, the best system is to have little capsules of, you know, 6 to 8 to 10 pieces in the categories, and you have more clothes in the categories where you spend more time. And I'm always encouraging entrepreneurs, even if they love being casual, it's where they make their money is in their business wear. So it's good to like invest in that.
I love that you brought up uniforms. For many, many years when I would get resistance as a consultant, when I talked about professional dress, which is a very difficult conversation, especially as a man, trying to dictate that to women, because I don't know how difficult all of that stuff is, but I know it is. But we talked about uniforms and it is a mindset, right? I know, for instance, and you said presentation, right? So when I'm about to give a presentation where Kirk and I are up on stage, I am definitely wearing something different, and it puts me in a different mindset. It's like going onto a sports field, right? And getting ready to play a game. You have your practice outfits, uniforms, and then you have your away and home uniforms, depending on what sports they are. And each of those uniforms makes you feel a different way. So I'm not off base there, am I?
No, that's right on. Yeah.
I have a quick.
I love the idea of the capsules. I think when I think at how many decisions, you know, everybody has to make these days, going into your wardrobe closet or whatever you have and just saying, this is the event I'm getting ready for. And there's not much choice there, enough, but not too much. I threaten my wife all the time. I say, can I just please get rid of everything and go get like 3 shirts and just wear, you know, like 3 dress shirts, 3 casual shirts, just simplify. Cause I do not like starting my day off by having to make a whole bunch of decisions.
And the key is to actually have the clothes in your closet. So when you decide you're going to dress appropriately, you actually have those in there. I find a lot of times when I'm cleaning men's closet, it's much quicker to work with men than with women, because men, a lot of times, it's not that they have the wrong clothes in there. The clothes are usually just old, you know, so they're either worn out or dated or whatever. And when men decide they're going to get rid of things, they just go through and they just do it all. And that's why when men go shopping, they walk into a store and, you know, the salespeople there know it has to be quick, and they find them all the pieces they need. And then the tailor runs out from the back and does the alterations and they're gone.
How do you keep from falling out of love with clothes really quick?
Who? Women?
Anybody. You buy a shirt and 2 months later, you're like, geez, that doesn't look as sharp as it did 2 months ago.
Well,
is there different types of clothes that last longer?
Yes. Quality. But you know, the other thing is care of clothes. Like, you know, I told you about my book, First Impressions, Dressing for Impact. In that book, I put everything that I have told my clients in the last 25 years about the basics that they need to know, like even simple things. It's like a great reference manual even, because it's everything that I've learned things in the industry, you know, having had a clothing store years ago and just working with clothes and working with people's closets and seeing why 2 people can, you know, or 2 items can look the same on the day that you buy them. But then when I see people bring me their clothes like a year later and I looked, because we're constantly building on what people have if you're buying quality. And then, you know, I look at the clothes later and one looks like it's been through the ringer backwards and the other one looks brand new. And a lot of times it's the care of it. Sometimes if you don't buy good quality too, the clothes just don't last. You know, they're almost like what I call, some things are like disposable clothes, you know, where they're not meant to last if they're very trendy or you know, very inexpensive.
What about those mail order things?
I just wanted you to go over those four capsules again to make sure everybody got them.
You mean the six different categories? There's exercise wear.
Okay.
That's the sporty category. There's weekend wear. That's the clothes that are washable, you know, that you consider, you know, I say you can sit around and watch TV in it, because in a dressy casual outfit, you're not going to, third pieces are key to a person's wardrobe. A third piece is like a jacket, a cardigan, a vest. So, like a third piece can be something that pulls an outfit together. Mm-hmm. So those are like the most expensive piece in anybody's wardrobe. But in a something for dressy casual or business casual, you're not going to sit on the couch or going to somebody's house even wearing that kind of thing, right? It's going to be a little more structured, or if you're meeting somebody. Whereas weekend wear, you still need to have third pieces to pull your outfits together, especially for women. And those can be a little more casual. So we have sporty, we have weekend wear, we have dressy casual. Those are the casual. Then we have business casual. We have presentation and elegant evening. Okay. So presentation is basically suiting, and elegant evening, I just tell people, make sure you have one dressy outfit mm-hmm. for spring, summer, and one for fall, winter. And for women, a few different tops so that you can go to like a house party. So you don't look, if you get invited to an event, you don't look like you're just coming straight from work, and you don't look like you're wearing your weekend wear. But you almost have to plan to get little capsules in these categories. So, you know, people invest on their education and, you know, so many things, putting their business together, their branding. So it's really important that if how you look, people decide in the first 5 seconds if they're even interested in what you're offering. It's very important that you invest money and into your wardrobe, because once you have it, then these clothes are actually going to more than make their money back. Great investment.
Well, you're talking about.
I argue with my wife all the time, and I don't know if I win or lose more often.
Well, you lose, Kirk. We know that, but keep going.
Yeah. I do not like presenting in a suit. Where I'm most comfortable is in a nice fitted dress shirt that's not tucked in. Mm-hmm. So it's super comfortable with a nice pair of dress pants, not like dressy dress pants, but like sharp tapered pants. And she tells me all the time, you can't go in front of people. You have to wear a suit. And okay. You and I talked about this the other day on the phone too. Yeah, give me some thoughts on that.
You could wear business casual. I find a lot of times, sometimes depending on who you're presenting to, right? If the people aren't really well-dressed, or if they're in a more techie kind of field or whatever, maybe you want to dress business casual is a bit safer. But the key is the jacket, because jackets give you credibility. So if you're the presenter, if you want to, yes, you could wear your pajamas there too, and you could say, this is what I want to wear, and too bad if they don't like it. But the point is, you don't want your clothes to be a barrier to what you have to say. So you want your clothes to be a non-issue. And so you want to wear things that are going to make you look good and make people want what you have.
Yeah. So I showed up at a meeting in downtown Toronto the other day with a guy who'd had just sold quite a fairly successful mutual fund company a couple of years ago. And he's starting he's got a financial startup. And so we were talking about helping him with some marketing there. And he showed up to a meeting in nice jeans, a dress shirt, and a jacket. And the dress shirt was untucked. And yes. To me, I thought he looked like he wasn't trying super hard to impress me. He was really focused on being comfortable. To me, I really related to it. Maybe it's because that's the way I always want to get away with dressing. But any thoughts on, I mean, that to me seemed perfect.
So, you know, what you just described in my mind, I have a picture of a man who's well-dressed with dark jeans and a nice shirt. And what kind of jacket? Was it a nice jacket?
Yeah, it was not it had some kind of square kind of things going on.
Yeah.
Mid blue, you know, he was well groomed, and you could tell he lived a good life. So, sorry, that actually probably sounded the opposite, because sometimes when people live a good life, you think of Keith Richards.
Yeah,
yeah. Sorry.
No, I understand.
Is living well? How about that? That sound better?
Yes, and you could just tell he took the time. I mean, he just hasn't been sleeping, you know, laying around in those clothes. He actually, that's like his uniform. That's a very dressy version of business casual. I mean, you know what I mean? Like a casual version of business casual. But if he was going to do a presentation, okay, remember we talked about, I was telling you about black jeans. So I work with a lot of young men in the techie field, and they definitely want to be wearing jeans to talk to their clients. But I eventually convinced them to at least wear black jeans, because black jeans, you can kind of feel like you're wearing jeans, but you look dressy. Like you look polished. I think polish is the key. So if you're going to wear jeans, wear dark, dark blue jeans or black jeans.
Perfect.
But But a lot of times I don't tell people in offices to put that into the dress code about the jeans, because you get every version of jeans. Mm-hmm. You get ripped jeans and worn out jeans. And if you're going to wear them for business, then they need to be like dark, dark navy.
You just open up a bunch of jeans you've been wearing around for 2 years, right? They got to be newer, pressed, well taken care of, right?
And that means that you have to constantly be replacing those jeans, right? Mm. So that they stay. You can't love them so much that now you start wearing them for your everyday jeans. They almost have to be part of your capsule wardrobe for dressy. And you know, they're not that expensive. Jeans aren't, right?
So you can't show up in those light faded blue jeans.
No,
do not.
No, it doesn't make an outfit look polished. You can put together that for weekend wear, but when you're talking about business casual or dressy casual, you know, even going to meet friends or whatever, you know, if it's a little dressier occasion at somebody's place, you can just wear black jeans.
Yeah. So we had a client do a photo shoot. They're out in, I'm actually going to say where they're at. And one of the guys in the company showed up in these light blue jeans for photo day. And I mean, we had a professional photographer, beautiful website. It's fantastic. And not only did he show up with light blue jeans on that were relatively baggy, but he had a shirt on that looked like he pulled it out of the hamper. It had wrinkles everywhere. Either that or I don't know. Anyway, I know that there's a lot of people listening here, but hey, just because Patty gives you the right to wear something that you weren't sure you were allowed to before, doesn't mean you can downplay it. It has to be nice.
Yes.
They were nice, pressed, all those things. And the right colors, right?
And a lot of times if I'm doing a photo shoot with a client and I haven't met, like sometimes people recommend that this person needs to get a photo shoot. I find out what their size is and I bring them a shirt because they tell me, I got a blue dress shirt or I got a white dress shirt. And then, you know, of course it's like sometimes a bit worn out or things are wrong with it. So I just go get the perfect shirts and bring it and they always end up buying them anyways. But it's usually, you got to check it to make sure. And if you're married, listen to your wife, seriously. Because so many of my clients, you know, the women are like, okay, now I look fantastic. Now you got to work with my husband. And I'm like, you know, okay, it's got to be the exact right time. Don't nag.
Is it harder to help men than women?
When men decide to do it, they do it. You know, they just, okay, I need clothes. And in the, you know, as fast as, I know speed is important because I say sometimes, you know, I mean, there's four different categories of men too, right? Some men really love fashion, right? And they don't really need my help ever. But the men that don't really, you know, it's not their main thing, then it has to be quick. But when they decide to do it, they do it. So, and it's very fast because it's, you know, they don't have as many choices.
Matt, did she just dodge my question there?
Did I?
I don't know, but I really hope your wife listens to this. That's all I have to say. Kirk shows up to our meetings wearing a Chewbacca carrying a skateboard shirt, and that is his general.
That's true.
All right,
my home office.
So, Patty, you triggered a whole bunch of stuff for me here, and I want to ask you just a couple of quick follow up questions. The first one is mail order, right? So there are all of these services that are out there now that will put outfits together for you based on your size, and they ask you like a discovery quest process. What do you think about those sorts of programs?
I'm not really involved with them, so I'm not really sure. It sounds good if it works.
Okay. And that was my question. I don't really know if it works. I mean, they basically send you a box of clothes, and if you like it, you keep it and you pay for it. And if you don't, you send it back. And they give you your own personal design consultant. I haven't found a lot of people who found great success with it because they kind of keep falling back to their crummy sort of outfits that they wore previously. But I want to tell a very quick story. There was a woman that we were working with at my old company, and one of the gifts that she gave herself was somebody like you, Patty. And I remember when she walked into the conference, every single solitary head turned, and she carried herself differently, and it was just unbelievable. And I walked up to her afterwards, and I was like, okay, what changed? She was my client. I was like, what changed? Goodness gracious, you know. Because she was just dressed so well. And she said, for a gift, I bought myself an image consultant. And those of us who are going out and speaking, those of us who are out in public, it's so important for you to have somebody give you feedback. I mean, my wife and I are flipped, right? So I'm the one who loves the clothes. I'm the one who likes the fashion. That's just, I kind of grew up with that. My wife doesn't care. My wife shops at Target and wants to be comfortable, right? Which is great. And she can pull it off. She's always got that third piece, which I was so happy that you said that. I'm going to tell her that tonight. But when it comes down to key things to dress for success, I'm going to ask you a couple of men and women categories, okay, for you to tell me how important these things are. And then we're going to jump into your how you pull this stuff together. So the first question I have is...
Can I say one other thing too?
Sure.
Just so you forget this thought. There's no shortage of clothes. There's so many clothes. It doesn't really matter where you find, how you get the clothes. The key is to get the right clothes. Mm-hmm. Because the goal is to not fill up your closet with a bunch of clothes. Like that's what I do. I go to people's closets. They have lots of clothes, but they're wearing 10 to 20% of the clothes, or maybe they're wearing more, but they like 10 to 20%. So the key is before it gets in your closet, you have to be sure it's right. And I suggest people, like, depending on where people live, right? If you can't find an image consultant, I'm actually in the process of training image consultants. So if you know anybody that wants to be an image consultant, I have a system I train them on. But if you don't, if you go to a store and you find somebody, you know, especially for men, right? If you go and you find the right person, just make sure that they, you know, that they sell you the right things. And if you don't like it, even if everybody in the store says it looks great, don't buy it. Mm. Like just buy the best things that you love, because a good salesperson, if you don't like this, they can show you this. If you don't like that, they'll show you this. And eventually you'll find something that both of you like.
So let's talk accessories. So you talked about the third piece, which would be the jacket or the vest or something like that. For women specifically, let's talk about accessories. So is there a number of accessories that are an appropriate number of accessories? Help me with that.
Well, there's 10 basic accessories that women need. Now, when I'm doing these wardrobe reviews for people going into their homes and going through things, everybody has a jewelry box of accessories, but most people don't have the right accessories or they're missing pieces. So if they have like a, you know, an earring, like two pairs of earrings, an everyday kind of earring and a dressier earring, this is the very basics, right? Because most people have more than this, but okay. And then if they have a short necklace and a long necklace, always buy metal before you buy color. If you just have metal, you can accessorize any outfit. And then if you have a belt, and I'm always telling women to have, I would say, pretty up your hands, you know, it's just like have a ring on each hand, a watch and a bracelet. That's good. And if you have those accessories, you can accessorize any outfit.
What about men?
Yes, much simpler, right? I mean, men basically need, they can wear a ring, a watch. Even if you have a phone, it's really good to have a watch. Watches, you know, men don't have many accessories. And the one main accessory is eyewear. If you wear glasses, it's not like you have to wear glasses. It's you get to wear glasses. Hmm. And, you know, glasses kind of go in a, I don't know, 5-year cycle, 5 to 7 years. Clothes go in 5 to 7 year cycles. So for glasses, like the bigger glasses are now in. So anybody who's wearing smaller glasses, the first impression, you know, sometimes it's subconscious, but people look at you and it looks like you're dated if you have like old glasses. So you just have to get one pair of glasses. They don't even cost a lot unless you wear progressives. They're a little more because you pay for the lenses. But I just say, I'm always encouraging people to invest in how they look, because it's, if you have a business, you're going to get it back. You know, people are going to be moved to work with you. They don't even know why. You know, it's like when you walk into a hotel, you know, it's, you see this beautiful bouquet of flowers, right? It's not like, and so whether the homeless person's walking in or the president of the United States, they don't change the bouquet. You know, it's not like one day there's a bouquet of dandelions there because no one important's coming. It's like if you invest and you look, you move people by excellence and beauty and whatever, then people are going to be moved to work with you. It's so easy to have an edge.
Now, I think confidence is the most important thing that I see with dressing. Is not how handsome or particularly pretty. It's just how you hold yourself, how good you feel about yourself, how good you feel about being in the conversation, in an opportunity. That's the stuff that I really love about dressing better, is when people exhibit those qualities.
Yes. And you know, the thing is, it's not so now your whole life is about how you look. It's so that you can actually forget about how you look and focus on the people you're with, because you're not thinking, oh my goodness, that person, I like how they look. I wish I knew how to put that together like that. It's like, you know, you look great, you feel great. And now who am I here to like serve, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there's many people listening to this podcast that would deny that looking better, making a really great first impression, feeling good and confident about themselves and not having to worry about that part of the interaction with the person in front of them. That parallels perfectly to what Matt and I preach here all day long, which is have a great brand, like look good, have a good website, don't just look good, prove that you're smart, all those things. And I hopefully everybody sees the parallels. We weren't setting you up here, but you have to look good, and that's definitely part of your brand. But if you look good in your website and your social media and all that stuff is way behind the times, then there's disconnection. And yes, there's a whole bunch of oppressions that actually end up making people believe in who you are as a professional. So you can't just show up looking good once and then, you know, show up, you know, looking less than that second, third, and fourth time. So
that's so true. Consistency is the key.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is pretty cool because now I've got a little bit of evidence to go back to my wife. She's going to definitely be listening to this podcast. So I'm allowed to wear a jacket with a nice shirt, some jeans. She's not been too hard on me about that, but so that's good. Did you get any victories out of this, Matt?
Well, I have one other quick question here before we get into how everybody can reach out and potentially hire Patty, because everybody needs this at least a little bit. If you haven't gone through any sort of having a person look at your skin color and your eye color and your hair color and make sure that your clothes are going to accentuate what you want to accentuate and I don't know what the other thing, decentuate, is that a word? I don't think it's a word. But anyway, my last question for you is this. So I have been, Kirk and I both speak all over the place, and you were just talking about with men with watches, women with accessories and belts and prudding up your hands and things like that. What about shoes? So I want to just take one moment and have you comment on what you think about shoes and footwear, because I used to deal with this, Patty, all the time. I would walk into an office and somebody would be wearing a very, very nice pair of shoes, right? Something that fit them well, that fit their outfit well. And then, you know, on the other end of it would be, you know, flip-flops with painted toes. So help me with that.
Yes, footwear is so key. You know, the thing is, depending on what of those categories of clothes you're wearing, flip-flops are never appropriate. I think we're basically talking about business wear, right?
Yeah.
Yes, so flip-flops are never appropriate. And, you know, people do look at your shoes. Shoes, especially for men, shoes are very one of the first things people look at. So it's very important to have your shoes polished. And you don't need a lot of shoes either, right? You just need a few. The other thing we didn't talk about is narrowing down the colors in your wardrobe. So if you have a light, a dark, and then a medium color, and then a few fashion colors, then everything will go together. So make sure you have footwear. Like what I find a lot of times, people's favorite shoes, you know, when you walk into a shoe store, the people that sell the shoes and that make the shoes are there to sell shoes, right? So they put tons of details on them and, you know, and women love to buy shoes. And I don't know if men love to buy shoes as much, but women like to shop a lot, probably more. But, you know, the thing is you can't buy those favorite shoes in burgundy or teal or red if you don't own black. You know, buy your main colors so that you can wear those with most of your wardrobe. So it's not as much fun. There's almost a science to dressing. And once you have all those strategic pieces, then you can branch out into colors.
That's where men really struggle.
Because
that kind of coordination, that just takes, man, a special kind of talent. Like I find all kinds of nice stuff, but it's like, kind of, you know, it's like when it comes to putting it all together, it's more of a struggle and you need to plan ahead to do that. So either take your wife with you or call Patty.
You know,
you can even walk into a menswear store and they sell shoes there. I mean, I just think it's hilarious how simple it is for men to put this together. Like it's certain, like if you just go into a store, there's a lot of things you can figure out just by getting help there.
Kirk, I don't know if you remember this. Did you guys in Canada have something called Garanimals? Is that name?
Never.
Patty, have you ever heard of that?
No, what are those?
So I'm moderately colorblind. And so there's a couple of stores here in my town that I will go to because I know that they know that and they treat me very well and help me out. But what Garanimals were was you would wear lion pants with a lion shirt with lion socks so that it matched, right? And so Garanimals did this for kids. And I thought all of my clothes are that. That's the sort of stuff that I really wish, especially our financial advisors who are listening to this, paid attention to, because just because you have a wardrobe full of stuff doesn't mean all of those things can be worn interchangeably, right? I mean, there are different patterns and textures and things that you have to pay attention to. And Kirk, I don't know if you knew that about me, but that's something I love, man. I probably spend more time looking at what I'm going to put on every morning than you do. But I really like the stuff a whole bunch. And I think that I can't wait to get your book, Patty. I'm going to read the living heck out of that. I've even got people I want to send your book to who have been clients of mine in the past who I know really want some not necessarily evidence but they want support for either what they're talking about with their team members or what they're talking about, you know, when they're looking at themselves in the mirror. Well, how do we get in touch with you? So those people who are listening to our podcast say, oh, my goodness gracious, I look terrible. I don't feel good in my clothes, and I would really like to get some extra assistance. What can they do?
Well, they can go to my website, imagestrategist.com, and I have a number of different packages. Now, if for people that I work with long distance, I suggest people do the Get Starting Package. I send people a simple questionnaire, a style assessment to fill out. So then when I meet with them either on Skype or Zoom or, you know, if I'm assuming they're not local, then I kind of go through all the different, like tell them what their style is, make sure they know about their colors. And, you know, the biggest thing is most people have no idea how other people see them. You know, it's funny. I went to a networking meeting last night and I was just like pulling my hair out because I think, no, you know, everyone in the room thinks this about the person, but nobody says anything about the presenter. And I'm thinking, you know, it'd be gold if I could tell her. You know, I have the odd time been bold enough. I'm kind of like a bit of an introvert, but, you know, I've become bolder with my business because I just think someone has to tell them, even if they hate me, because, you know, unasked for advice is taken as cloaked criticism.
Right.
And so if, you know, it's like, did, you know, my mom always used to say, did anyone ask your opinion? You know, like when you're trying to tell people advice. But the thing is, it's like, it would be such a gift to people. So what I do with my getting started package is I give people an objective opinion. You know, it's like, this is what people think when they first meet you. And these are the things you can do to tweak what you do. And, you know, it's not like once people know what their style is too, like for women, there's chic, elegant, glamorous, and spicy. And of course, we don't have time to go into those right now, but those are basically outlined in my book too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every one of those looks is very broad. And for men, it's distinguished and classy, sharp and athletic, urban, sophisticated, and wild and fun. And I have examples of celebrities that are all these different kind of looks. But once you know what your look is, then you can, you know, then you can go, wow, I love my look. It's not like I wish, you know, if I had that person's look or that person's body, then maybe I'd look after, you know, then I'd kind of put more time into it. Because, you know, I was kind of taught by this man I trained with 100 years ago about picturing everybody as if they were on the front cover of a magazine looking amazing. So it's like, you know, we don't see people on the Time magazine. We don't see all the Hollywood stars on there, right? Every person that's on there looks amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, my job is to inspire people to go embrace like who you are, like, you know, all what you've been given and dress like to look fantastic for who you are. Okay. I kind of got off on a tangent there, I think.
No, it was a great,
we have a bunch of people, I think, Patty, that I know that we work with right now, not a bunch, some that could definitely use your help. So I'll make some introductions because I think this is really important. It's something that I've wanted to talk to those people about. I've talked to their marketing assistants on a couple of occasions and they're kind of rolling their eyes talking to me about it because they know it's like, you know, I don't know what to do about it and they don't want to approach them. So maybe there's a nice little handoff we can do there.
Well, you have a gift here, don't you, Patty?
Yes, the copy of my book. So the first 10 people that sign up or send me their email address. How did we decide that?
Yeah, I think it was going to be them sending you an email. So we need to make sure your email address is given out.
Yes. So my email address is patty@imagestrategist.com.
P-A-T-T-I.
Yes, thanks.
@imagestrategist.com. We're not going to put that in the show notes.
Right.
They have to listen to the end. They listen to the end, boom, free book.
Well, and so they're going to get it. What are they going to be getting?
They're going to get a PDF of my book.
Okay. The new one that's the super duper bestseller or a different one?
Yes.
Hello. Wow. I guess I'm going to have to be one of those first 10 people.
Yes. Perfect. And my book is also available on Kindle on Amazon too. So if people ever want to order it that way, they can.
Well, Patty, thank you very, very much. We really, really appreciate this. And after Kirk and I get through your book, I'd love to be able to have you back on. And I think by then we'll have a couple of success stories of people who we've introduced you to that will work with you. I know that you're transformative, right? And that's so exciting. And for those of you out there who are listening to this podcast and you're looking in your rearview mirror right now and realize that you should probably do something to make yourself look and feel so much better, more professional, and create your own personal brand, not just your brand for your business, but your personal brand, how you're going to present yourself on a regular basis consistently, as Patty said. Make sure that you spend some time, read her book, reach out, sign up for her first level program there so that she can give you some good objective advice. And Patty, thank you very much for your thought leadership today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure that you click the subscribe button below. So every time we come out with a new podcast, it will show up immediately on your listening device. And if you can, just take one more second and give us a nice review. Give us some feedback on all of our podcasting channels, because that way we will know what you want and what you like and what you don't. So with that, Kirk, thanks very much for your time today, too, man.
Thanks so much for showing up, Patty. Appreciate it.
And we'll see you all on the other side of the mic very soon.